Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's audience participation time.
So first up, these are all based on results out this week. Added to the Microcap League this week. Give him music. It's at number 100 in the Microcap League, ladies and gentlemen. So let's have a look what they do. Oh, I need a particular in there. Gear for Music is an online retailer of musical instruments and music equipment, operating 21 websites in 15 languages. In fact, is anyone here a musician? Has anyone here used them? Let me know. Give him is one of the largest retailers of musical instruments and music equipment in the UK. COVID was time for them, wasn't it? You know, when we locked down. Ever thought, I know what I'm going to do. Do you know what I used to hate? Seeing people on Instagram and Reels, whatever, would learn the guitar in 3 weeks. Whereas I'd been sitting there eating crisps, looking at stocks. But people who actually did something constructive. But that was the time for Gear for Music and Focusrite as well. But anyway, let's look at their website quickly. So Gear for Music, this is the investor site. But our business, it is all this. View our products. Well, let's look at them. Yeah. They got 64,200 products. Part of me thinks now, they got so many products, the margins are thin. But they do everything from bass guitars, amps, sub-zeros, everything. So there we are. Anyway, so if I wouldn't mind watching that video later. The guy drumming. I bought a set of drums once. And literally, I was so keen. I bought a set of drums. Thought, I'm going to be a drummer. Drumming's cool. You see the drum, I always like drum solos, you know? Break it down. I literally, first week, every day I practice. Second week, about 3 days. Third week, about 1 day. Fourth week, they're back on sale. I was rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. Anyway, let's have a look at the tail of the tape. Gear for Music. 168 is the share price. Target price is 199. Upside, 18.45%. According to the broker. Not a lot there. But sometimes you can ignore that, you know, because we know that there's just an indicative price based on a model of, you know, multiples of PE and sales, whatever, and profits. Sometimes the share price can go a lot higher or a lot lower than that price. So it's just, but it's nice to see what the brokers are saying. It's always good to read broker notes as well and, you know, understand where they're coming from, because educational they are, broker notes. Market cap 35, enterprise value 42. So we know they got a bit of debt because the enterprise value is above that. Net asset value per share, oh, look at that, 183. That's quite good. So they got, you know, their net assets. If you sold all their drums and their stuff, guitars, and all the stock and all that stuff, you get more for the company than it's valued at now. So average daily volume, not very high, £27,000. Revenue, £144 million. What? So I'm thinking now, the margins are quite thin then. Operating profit, they're making a profit of 2.7 million, cash 4.6, all right, debt 12, operating cash flow 14, free cash flow 10, okay. So scores here on those, growth is 12, is okay, value is 20, is good. Momentum, it's okay, maybe it's getting there. Health is okay, efficiency low, potential low. So that's where it's not scoring. So these were 4-year results to the 31st of March. Top line down 5%, operating profit growth though up. I'm assuming since COVID, some of these companies, again, they've had, you know, a bumper time. Next time we have a pandemic, guys, in 100 years' time, right, guys and gals, I don't want to say that phrase because it's associated with someone very questionable. But ladies and gentlemen, next time we have a pandemic, we know the stocks are going to, you know, when you have to be locked down, things like this, you know, people at home doing stuff, playing guitars. So operating cash has gone down. Value is good. Price of sales 0.2. Inside the PE though, 54. Price of books good. EV/EBITDA, that's fine. 6. And price of cash flow. So health, it's got net debt of 7.3 million. So that means if you add the debt and the cash, you know, together, you end up with debt rather than cash. Gross gearing is okay, but they can cover their current liabilities. That's liabilities due within 12 months. So health is not too bad. Again, margins, efficiency, 27% gross. Thin. It's wafer thin. They have improved since last year. They made a loss last year. They've had to resize and restructure the business, I assume, after a COVID boom. But it's in a bit of an uptrend, broker target there. That sucks. EBITDA 9 million, operating profit 2.7. Okay. Well, let's look at the chart. Let's go to the chart on G4M. Look at that, COVID. That's a Dr. B, and it went from literally 160 to 10 quid. So everyone's at home learning to play the guitar. Yeah, well, I'm going to be creative. There are all these videos in you in COVID lockdown. And then, people start sending their kit back. I don't want that, actually. I can't learn to play the guitar. Send their drums back like me. I bought my drum second hand, though. Because see here, it's starting to sort of try and rally, isn't it? It previously broke out here. We're above a 200-day moving average, pretty much. Above the 50. Oh, we got a golden cross going up. Well, it's a bit of a dip there. That's a worry. When the share price is below the 50-day, then it'll drag it down, of course. But it did pump on those results. What did it go up by? 25% on those results. But, you know, let's have a quick look at the forecast, scrolling forward. So it's not a huge amount of growth top line. They're going to 7%, 2%, 2%. Like I said, the margins are improving slightly, not hugely, but you're getting net margin of like 1%, 2%. Remember, a thin margin could end up disappearing, you know? So even though the value's there, I've got 41% over the next 2 years if they achieve that growth. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the watchlist jury, what do you reckon? Watchlist or ignore? Ed says, G4M, not for me. Mark, no. Oh, I like that, Mark. No, a bit out of tune for me. Yeah, struck a bum note. Rob, not for me. David's iPhone. Thanks, David's iPhone. Can you tell David to turn up once in a while? David's iPhone is very regular. He's very loyal. But David, never here. Can't see enough growth to come. Value all in the stock they hold. So not for me. Have bought from them for the kids, and they do sell decent products. So that's nice inside information there. That's not inside information. Just, you know, Mick, not for me. Tim, nah. Patrick, margins too thin. Ignore. Yeah, that's good to see. Have a bit of discipline. Because even though it's rallied strongly, you know, hopefully someone's got a bit of profit there. It's rallied strongly, but is it all priced in? Gareth says, G4M, a watch list. It's in a uptrend before the results. Yeah, maybe so. Well, do you know what? I think it's rallied a bit strongly. A little bit of a problem with debt, but they are generating cash now. And I think maybe... I would see if it can get over that, because it's rallied a couple of times there. Like I said, it's come back down. Well, let's see. I think it may settle down. If it comes back to this level here, maybe with a tickle. But like I said, they're not paying a dividend or anything. You know, margins thin. If you're going to be picky about it, I'd say I'd watch it it's almost like I'm an observer, you know. I'm probably never going to invest unless it comes down significantly. But what I'm going to do is ignore it, but watch it. Is it something that we can... So I put like a little alert here. And I say, add alert on the chart, G4M support, etc. And so maybe where it's come down for that level before, I get notified it comes back down here. And you often find that. Don't worry about fear of missing out. Just put a chart alert on it, and you find that'll take away the fear of missing out. Because if it comes back down here, value's good, you know, and the steam has come off a little bit, and it should be good to go. If you want to trade it, if you have a chart, you know, long average chart. It's a Viagra graph. Will end quickly, yes. Blind eye, yeah. It's a Viagra chart. Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay, let's move on.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.